Hello and welcome to our program. Today we continue in Psalm 119. We're looking at verses 89 through 96. 89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad." Well, we have the focus on the Word. We have the focus on His faithfulness, His ordinances, His laws, His precepts, His testimonies, and His commandments. Let's look at it. Forever, verse 89, forever, that phrase is in the Bible 390 times. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. The word is settled. In this crazy world that we're living in, where everything is upside down every other day, the Word of God is a sure thing. You can go to the Bible. I'm talking about the King James Bible. I'm not referring to some of these new translation things. You throw them out. They're garbage. Forever, O Lord, thy Word is settled. What a tremendous thing in an uneasy world today. You can rely on the Word of God. Malachi 3:6 says, "I am the Lord, I change not." We read in Hebrews 13, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thy word is settled." Now, Peter said in 2 Peter 1, he said, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts." Now, he's speaking to Christians here, and he's given us a warning. He's talking about the sure word of prophecy. It is settled. But the warning is, ye do well that ye take heed. In this crazy busy world, when we're so busy trying to grab onto things that are temporal, we need to realize that we're living at the end of the age, and Jesus said when the things that are happening today, and they're all recorded in Bible prophecy, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. That word has also been translated, your Redeemer. Verse 90, he talks about God's faithfulness. He said, "Thy faithfulness is to all generations." It's to all generations. I'm glad it's not just to some. "Whosoever will may come. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth." The hymn writer has said, "Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be." Great is his faithfulness. We have faithful scriptures, and we have a faithful Savior. So he says, "Thy faithfulness is unto all generations," and then he focuses on the earth. Then he says, "Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth." And concerning all the situations of the world that God created, "They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants." The Bible says in Colossians 1:17, "He is before all things, and by him all things consist." That word "consist" means to hold together. Luke 8:25 says, "He commandeth even the wind and the water, and they obey him." Too bad people wouldn't line up with the wind and the water, even Christians today. David said, unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in my affliction. Well, we have the Word of God. We have His laws. Isaiah 30 says, "This is the way. Walk ye in it." In this crazy world and all the things that are going on, we have this sure word of prophecy. This is the way. Walk ye in it. A walk is a slow, steady progress in a predetermined direction. We need to be doing that every day. The Bible says in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." He goes on in his prayer to say, "I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me." Now, we remember precepts are those rules that God has intended to regulate thought and behavior. Now, if we let God regulate our thought, the byproduct of that is we will regulate our behavior. If we go with the thoughts of the world, then we're going to go with the behavior of the world. It's just that simple. And he says, with them, with those rules intended to regulate my thought and my behavior, thou hast quickened or revived me. The rules, what are they? Explicit regulations for the purpose of governing our conduct. Well, he says, my thoughts, the process of using one mind to consider or reason about something. We need to think about God's rules. We need to get and figure out what they are. And then we need to use the process of the mind that God has given to us to consider or reason those things. Our behavior, the Bible says in 1 Timothy, "These things write unto thee, that thou mayest know how thou ought to behave thyself." How we ought to behave ourselves. So there, these things are written that we can know. We are without excuse. He goes on to say in Psalm 94, "I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts." The hymn writer has said, "I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it hold thy love to me, but I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee." Can we make that our prayer today? Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding thigh. Again, our precepts. Those precepts are the rules intended to regulate our thought and our behavior. In verse 95, David focuses on the wicked. "The wicked have waited for me to destroy me." He said previously they did that without a cause. "But," he said, "I will consider thy testimonies." Now this is going on. If you're going to stand true to God in this age of apostasy, all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. That verse actually says, all that will live godly. You will live godly or you won't. It's your decision and it's mine. All that live godly, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Well, David knew all of that. But, he said, "But I will consider thy testimonies." I'm going to think about your testimonies. I'm going to think about the things of the Word of God. I am not going to waste my time thinking about those people who are trying to destroy me, and it happens all the time. Well, we read in verse 96, "I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad." Well, perfection here, it's talking about having all the required qualities. This world thinks they have all the required qualities. Just do a bunch of good stuff and you'll end up in heaven. No, he says, "Thy commandment is exceeding broad." Now, I want to conclude this program today by taking a look at God's plan of salvation. This is so important. Perhaps you're listening today and you're not sure if you've ever trusted Christ as your Savior. Well, when a person gets saved, first of all, there has to be the Word of God, the Bible, and then the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that what we're reading in the Word of God is true. We have the Word of God. We have Holy Spirit conviction. Now, at that point, there is a choice. Either we repent, all who repent, Bible says they'll go to heaven. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have a choice. We'll either repent or we won't. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Well, the other choice is rejection. We have a choice. We are free will agents. God made us that way. We have the Word of God somewhere along the way. Every single one of us are going to have an opportunity to trust Christ as Savior. The Holy Spirit will convict us of our sin. We will repent or we will reject. If we repent, there will be a change in us, a total change that we probably don't even understand ourselves. Therefore, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and all things are become new. That's just what happens if we obey. Obedience is the evidence of repentance. And baptism and church membership and giving and all of these other things, a new style of life, none of these things will be a problem if the person has genuinely repented and been saved. And so, listen very carefully. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. It's repentance or rejection. God says, choose life. Jesus said, you will not come unto me that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. It's your choice. Every one of us makes a choice. Well, in this age of apostasy, few there be that find it. We find in Luke chapter 18 and verse 8, when the Son of Man cometh, he said, shall he find faith on the earth? Not a lot, but God has always had a remnant, whether it's back in Noah's day when a handful of people got on that ark, or whether it's in Isaiah's day when he said, except we had come to God, except that we had a very small remnant, he said, we should have been as Sodom and Gomorrah. There was a small remnant when Jesus was here. A couple of shepherds figured out what was going on. Well, most people in the temple, all but two, didn't have a clue what was happening. But God always has a remnant. The Romans says today there will be a remnant. Well, be sure to be with us for our next session. We'll look at verses 97 through 104.